So the Gemara quotes Rav here on the famous Mishnah that we've been studying of Tipas Cholov, and Rav says that when the Tap Chaticha receives the Tipas Cholov that's cooking in a pot, and now the Tipas Cholov penetrates throughout that Chaticha, if and when that Chaticha mixes together with other Chatichos, then everything becomes Asur. And that's based on Chaticha Naseis Nevela. So what happens is here, it's kind of like not Shvua Gorer Shvua, but it's like Avera Goreres Avera. And we have one single Tipas Cholov. You know, you can't believe what a problem you could have from one little drop of milk. And that drop of milk generates an Isar on one Chaticha.
And that Chaticha 60?
No, I mean, say if there's no Nesinus Tam, so the ratio now is 1 to 59, right. So it's a small piece of meat relative. But once that piece of meat becomes also, says Rav, it's now going to generate an Iser in another 59 pieces right. of meat. Right. So even though, for sure, I wouldn't need anywhere near 59 pieces of meat to be Mevatel, the Tipas Cholov that fell in the first round, but in the second round, I have a more serious problem. I have to be Mevatel the entire Chaticha. Otherwise, all the Chatichos become Asurims. Now, Rav goes even a step further. And he says, I don't even care how many Chatichos there are in the second round. There could be 1,000 Chatichos. But Rav stands on the shoulders of the famous Shita Rabbi Yehuda that min bimino lo bata. So one Chaticha and another Chaticha is going to generate an Isa no matter what. That's called an Isa Mashu. So let's just read the words of Rav. Omar Rav, on Daf Kuf Ches, Kevod shenosan tam bechaticha, chaticha atzma nasis nevela, voseres kol chatichos kulon, mipnei shehen mina. Now we mentioned in the past that this principle of chaticha nasis nevela is subject to a lot of different points of analysis. One point of analysis is that of the Rishonim, the Rashba, and others that chaticha nasis nevela is a unique principle in Basa B'cholov, because in Basa B'cholov the Torah says that when you cook meat and milk together, and let's say the taste of the milk penetrates into the meat, that's the entity called Basa B'cholov. That's what the Torah prohibited. So it's not shot that this piece of meat is holding on to cholov, but it means that this piece of meat is Basa B'cholov. And that's called Chaticha Nasis Nevel. So if this piece of meat is a Chefetz of Basa B'cholov, I need now Shishim connecting this piece of meat. Or if I apply the principle of Rabbi Yehuda, it's Afilu B'Elaflo Batel in the case of Min B'Mino. However, in Shari Surim, in let's say, for example, Nevela, let's say you have a Tam and Nevela that gets mixed up with Basa Shchuta in the first round. So then my issue of Tam Ki Iker is that this Nevela, this Basa Shchuta, which was Mutter a minute ago, now is carrying the Tam of Iser, of Nevela in it. If I can get rid of that Tam, let's say, for example, that piece of meat now falls into a second Kendera, in which is Shishim against the original Chalev, then I can apply the principle of Bittel,
Shishim,
and I'm not going to apply the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela.
Shishim. Plus the heter, let's say if it's 1 ounce.
What I'm saying is that you.
More ounce.
What I'm saying is you have heter number one, which received in the first kedera, right. The first cooking, the tam of chaylev, right? So I have, let's say A, B, and C. I've got A is the nevel itself. Mm-hmm. I've got B is the first piece of meat that was infected.
Which is, let's say 59. So you need just one more.
Correct, and
one,
then
one more ounce.
Right, one more. We'll call it kizayis, which
one
you
more
call
kizayis
it.
Ounce, of
right? Correct. So you could have 59 kizayisim that became also in the first round, and now this 59 falls into a pot which has one more kizayis of heter, and we add the 59 to the one, and we have shishim connected to the original nevela, and that's fine because according to the Rashba, chaticha nasis nevela applies exclusively to basa b'cholov. Then there's another issue that we have to address. And that is the issue of min bimino. When do we apply the principle of min bimino afilu bielaflo batel? Again, we're accepting Rabbi Yehuda. That's only in a case of chaticha nasis nevela. And this is the Ran's chidush. I forgot to mention the Ran, right? Until now we're talking about the Rashba. Now we're talking about the Ran. The Ran says that you only apply the principle of Rav, of min b'mino afilu b'elflo batel, because of, and in the case of chatich nasis nevela, meaning that if this basar in the first round is carrying in it the chalav, then it's not the basar that's osur, but rather the chalav in the basar that's osur. So now in the second round, when the chalav gets mixed up, when the basar gets mixed up with other basar, it's not min b'mino, it's min b'she'eino mino. Because in effect, the basar, the first basar, is really just a carrier. It's just a medium or a means to carry the chalav into the other basar. So that's min b'she'eino mino. Why does Rav apply the principle in the second round of min b'mino lo batel? Because the chatich itself became mevela, and now it's a chefza basar b'chol that's also the Torah's basar. So when that basar gets mixed up with other chatichas of basar, we have a mixture of min b'min.
It's a chefza basar and chalav. It's not a chefza, just a basar.
No, but I'm saying that the basar per se, even if you could, let's say, isolate the basar, let's say you did a surgical operation and you would cut out the chalav surgically, it would still be osur because of chatich anasis nevela. So that you now have basar that's osur. It's not the basar is osur because it's the medium to carry the chalav into the second taroas, but because the basar per se is osur.
And it doesn't make sense to say that it's not basar, it's basar the chalav, and therefore it's a different meaning than basar.
No. No. What we're saying is that according to the Ran, again, you could argue against the Ran, but the Ran's position is that chatich anasis nevela makes the basar also b'toras basar, irrelevant to the cholav. When I say irrelevant to the cholav, obviously became basar b'chol because of the cholav. But that now the basar b'cholav in the basar stands on its own. You know what I mean? To say you can take out the tam of the cholav from the basar would be irrelevant because every fiber of that basar became basar. That's called chatich anasis nevela. And in the case of nevela, if nevela falls into a mixture of basar, meaning basar shkuta, that's called min b'mino, if it would be elflo bata. Says the Ran, but if you would have taken the opposite position, that chaticha atzma eina nasis nevela, that the only reason this basar is also is because it's holding on to the tam of cholav that penetrated through its very being, and the Iser is really in the chalav itself, but not in the basar, then when it mixes with other basar, it's called min b'she'eino mino. So when Rav says, let's again read Rav one more time, kevin shenasan tam b'chaticha, you can't skip the next few words and says and just read it as oseres kol chatichos kulon mibnei she'ein mino. That's not true. Once there was the sinas tam of cholav in the basar, it's not correct to say that basar generates an iser on all the other chatichos basar because of min b'mino. That's false. It's only true because of the middle statement of Rav, says Ran, that chaticha atzmanasis nevela. If you bracket those four words, then there's no way that Rav could jump from A to B. From A, that once the milk settles down in that top piece of meat, B, it asks all the other pieces of meat in the kedera. That's not true, because the meat is now generating an iser in the other chatichos only b'taras cholav because of the b'lias cholav, and that would be min b'she'eino mino, says the Ran. But you have to read the punchline of Rav. The punchline of Rav is chaticha atzma nasis nevela. Once nasis nevela, the chaticha itself becomes nevela. Now the iser of the meat is an iser b'fnei atzmo. And that's going to be a mixture now in the second round of basar b'basar. That's min b'mino. That's the Ran's thesis.
I thought that he said that now that this original chaticha is a chaticha of basar b'chalav, then it's not mino of all the other chatichot.
Again, are you talking about Rav, or are you talking about those who argue against Rav? If you argue against Rav,
he's debating the Ran's premise. Basically, that now this is not really min b'mino because it's a basar b'chalav rather than basar.
Yeah.
Right, but again, that's, you know, the tam here is the tam of basar. And even if in the second kedera, all you have is tam of basar, it would still be asar. That's what I'm telling you, could surgically operate and remove the top of the chol of the basar, still remains asur. Says the Ran, that's called efshel esofto asur. Take a look at the next gemara. And this will be an introduction to the essay that we want to study today, or at least begin. Right, the Gemara says the following. You have to skip a few lines in the Gemara. If you fast forward here on Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Umayka Sovar. Can you find that Gemara? On the same daf, Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, Umayka Sovar. Ika Sovar Efshel Soto Mutter, which means that all you have to do is remove that Cholav, then Chaticha Maynas is the Vela. Yeah. Then Rav could not be maintaining Chatigras as the Vela, because all that's Osir here is the Chalav.
You're still looking at the Chalav as a separate entity.
Right. I use surgery as my imagery, because unfortunately if somebody Chas V'Shalom has a cancer or so, then the surgeon has to remove that cancer. So how do I view this? If I view it as the Chalav, the Chalav is the problematic issue, which is called Efshel Sota Muta, that if we can somehow get rid of that Cholav, then the Basa turns back to its original state of Heter, then you can't accept Rav of Chaticha Nasas Nevela. Comes on the Ron, listen carefully, and he says that unless you accept Chaticha Nasas Nevela, you don't understand why Rav says Min Bimino Lo Bata, when this Chaticha becomes mixed or cooked together with the other pieces of meat. Why? Because, says the Ron, the meat itself is heter, and heter is not going to create an iser and other heter. But what's aser here and is generating in the second bishul the iser, that's the chalav. That's called efshel sota muta, or in other words, lo amrin chaticha nas nevela. If it's focused and the oser is the chalav, that's the regular case of min b'sheino mino. That goes back to tipas chalav, where the Mishnah says that tipas chalav. It's batel. And even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's batel. Why? What happened to min b'mino? The answer is cholav in basar is not min b'mino. It's min b'sheino mino. What makes this a situation of min b'mino when that original chaticha that received the cholav is cooked with another pot with basar? Why does Rav call it min b'mino and he asks everything? The answer is because efshel esoto is aser, which means that we're not talking about the cholav that's nivla in the bus. So, it's not a matter of blia. It's a principle called chaticha nasis nevela, that the entire meat became a cheftz of iser. It now is nevela, as if it was born in nevela, even though it wasn't born in nevela. It was born shchuta. It was heter gamur. But we transform it into iser. That's called chaticha nasis nevela, as if it was born in nevela. Just like nevela, from the moment it comes into existence, when the animal beggars, it dies. So at that moment, we call it nevela, and it becomes Iser with its birth, so to speak. This basa b'cholav, it's as if the entire history of the pre nefilas cholav history is completely gone. Just etch a sketch, wipe it off the map, and now the piece of meat emerges as a chefetz d'isur, which we call basa b'cholav. But don't misunderstand what basa b'cholav means. Basa b'cholav doesn't mean that I have the tam in the basa. Basa b'cholav means that this is an iser of basa. It's a chefetz in the iser of basa. That's called chaticha nas nevela, and that's efshel soto asur, and therefore it's going to generate an iser with other chatichos b'toras min basar b'min basar. It's basar b'basar, and it's min b'mino afilu b'elef lo bot.
Even though one of those chatichos of basar is a chaticha of basar b'chalav.
Correct, but again, it's nevela.
It is still called min. You're still calling it
min. It's nevela. No, again, it's only. Please, I hope we're not misunderstanding the main point of it. The main point is that it's only min b'mino because it's nevela. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like basa nevela, when it gets mixed up with basa shchuta, that's min b'mino. This basa b'cholav, you can call it by whatever you want, but don't misunderstand what it is. It is nevela. The entire basa is nevela.
But the point of contention is somebody can argue that it's not basa. It's a vegetarian because it's basa b'cholav. You want to call that the same mean as basa.
So again, if you would taste this meat, it doesn't taste like meat. It tastes vegetarian.
No, it tastes like a mixture.
It has no chalav.
That's right. It has a little bit of chalav, so it's a mixture. It's a cheeseburger.
Okay, whatever it is, but it definitely has a tam of basa. Right. Nobody denies that.
That makes it the mean of the meat.
And that makes it min b'mino.
Because it's floral. Okay.
it's basa. But again, if your problem here is that the cheftz of the isur is really the cholah,
right, sure,
then it would be min b'shei.
That's for sure.
Right. Okay. Now, Rav Soloveitchik has a Tosfos in Chulin Adaf Kuf Amud Beis. Now, we learned in Bab Metzia there's a principle called Hodas Baal Din Kaveya Eidim Dovi. So I'm going to give you my Hodas Baal Din. I tried to look at the Tosfos in Chulin. I did not have enough time. So you're going to be with me until Tuesday, Yosef? So hopefully by Tuesday I'll have the time to go through that Tosfos.
Until Monday.
Okay, Monday, but Tuesday, below Adbechlal. So it could be, again, I can't promise you because this week I took on a few different extra commitments. So I'm not sure the Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amud Beis, if you open up to Daf Kuf Amud Beis, you'll get as scared as I am. It's like, just to look at the Tosfos can scare the living daylights out of you.
Kuf Amud Beis.
Yeah. But in any event, if you go through that Tosfos on Kuf Amud Beis on the bottom of the Amud, there are a number of Tosfos on that Amud, you'll come to the conclusion that Tosfos holds that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the status of Chanan, of Chaticha Nasa the Vela, with regard to Shari Surim, depends upon Efshel Esoto Osur or Efshel Soko Mutter. So let me try to take a stab at this before we see what Rav Soloveitchik has to say about this. You cook nevela with basa shchut on the first round. There was no shishim. Correct? Now, you take a piece of what used to be heter, and now it has a tam of nevela, and you cook it in a second pot. Let's say, for argument's sake, that the basa that was mutter now became asur in the first cooking is a kezayis. I'm just using that as an example. Now you take this kezayis basa and you cook it together with 60 kezayisim of basa shkuta. That's a machlokas whether efshel is softo mutter or efshel is softo asur. Meaning, this piece that fell in, this kezayis that fell into 60 kezayisim, has within it a tam of nevela. Yeah. Do we need shishim against this entire meat? Against the meat was basa shchuta before the first cooking. Do we need 60 against it? Yeah. And would 60 against it be helpful? So the answer is, efshel softo mutter would say that, you know what, we can squeeze out, so to speak, that tam of Iser, because now the chatichas basar that fell, that's carrying this carrying this tam of Isur, fell into shisha, so we could be mevatel. Again, I don't know if you're allowed to do it lechatchila, but let's say it fell in, then we could apply the principle of bittul. That's called what?
Efshel
softo
mutter. That's a theoretical efshel softo.
Yeah.
Now we have efshel softo asur. Efshel softo asur tells me that we never ever believe, or we never accept the premise, or the mechanism, the mechanics, that the tam bos, the tam nevela in this chaticha can be removed. It's irremovable. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's the same as saying chaticha nasis nevela. If you're going to tell me that the tam of Isa that's in this bos or shvuta is irremovable, no matter what you do with it, you can cook it with 1,000 pieces of meat of its size, it still remains awesome. That, in effect, is chaticha nasis nevela.
Because it has to be a concept. It's not physical. It's a concept.
Well, maybe you're a step ahead of me, but again, just at my level, what I'm understanding here from Rabbeinu Tam is that you can call something chaticha nasis nevela. You can call it efshel softo asur. It doesn't matter. You're just using two different terms to express and transmit the same identical idea. Because efshel softo asur means that once the Bliyas Iser enters into the Chatichas Heter, you can never get it out. Call it Efshel Soto Osir, but basically what it means is Chaticha Atzma Nasis Nevela. And if that piece of meat, the first piece of meat, remains also, you're going to need Shishim against that piece of meat. Now, it may mean something else, but again, this is futuristic, that even if you have Shishim, it could be that you'll still have to remain... You'll still have to No, I don't know. Again, this is complicated. I'm getting far ahead of myself here. But it could be that that piece of meat, the original piece of meat, always remains also. Even if the shishim, if I could identify it, you follow what I mean?
If you could identify it, you have to take it out.
Yeah, because even though, even if I would say, let's say, Efshel Soto Asu, I'm sorry, even if I say Chatich Asna Einanasis the Vela, and Efshel Soto Mutter, it could be possible that Efshel Soto Mutter means that that if you have shishim against that chaticha, then the tam from that chaticha as a carrier that enters into the other shishim is completely bottled, but the piece of meat itself, it could be we could never get rid of that, and that's going to be the Ramban shita, that we never could get rid of that that tam. So that complicates matters. But let's assume, just to make life easier for me, let's assume that once that chaticha falls into shishim, and we hold Efshel Soto Mutter, then even that chatich itself becomes mutter.
Is there a physical example of Efshel Soto where somebody squeezes it out, or is it all physical?
I don't think so. Not
this is a din.
Efshel Soto is just a metaphor.
Yeah.
It's possible to bittle it out, so to speak, rather than squeeze
but
it.
But I have a question. If you say Efshel Soto Mutter, then I think by definition, when you're talking about the beetle, it's going to be shishim neged the cholov, not shishim neged the chaticha.
Right, again, but Yosef, do me one favor, if you don't mind. Don't use the word cholov. I'm allergic to the word cholov.
Or tipa.
Right, use the word nevela. I'll tell you why. Because this whole discussion that we're analyzing here with Rabbeinu Tam in Chulin on Daf Kuf is about nevela. It's not about cholov. Because again, the whole situation is going to change when we get to cholov. Yep. In cholov, we're talking about Chaticha Nasis Nevel, and everybody agrees that Chaticha Nasis. But watch what happens now. In our Mishnah of Tipas Cholov, if that original Chaticha, which doesn't have Shishim against the Cholov, falls into another mixture, everybody agrees that if it falls into Rotev, which is called Midbisheno Minim, you need Shishim to be Vatal the entire Chaticha. If it falls into other pieces of Basar, there's no Rotev, then it's going to be Midbimino Afil Belaflo Batal, if you all like Rabbi Yehuda. And there's no issue about Efshel Soto. When we're raising an issue about Efshel Soto, please leave Cholov out.
But Efshel Soto...
I'm sorry, I got caught on a word that came out of your mouth.
The Efshel Soto refers to the Cholov.
Efshel Soto refers to the time of Nevela when you cook Nevela with a piece of kosher meat. And now that piece of kosher meat received the tam of nevela. Now take that meat, which is now holding on to a tam of nevela, and cook it with 60 pieces of meat, or cook it in a massive volume of rotev. Now we can talk about Efshel Soto Mutter or Efshel Soto Asur. Why? Because we're talking about Shara Isurim. And the question of Chaticha Nasis Nevela, says Rabbeinu Tam, in Shara Isurim is called Efshel Soto Asur, Efshel Soto Mutter, which means, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that if you hold Efshel Soto Mutter, when you cook the Chaticha Shekibla Tam Nevela in the second cooking, Efshel Soto Mutter means that with Shishim we can get rid of that Tam Nevela. The original Tam Nevela is gone with the wind. That's the same, says Rabbeinu Tam, is saying Chaticha Einanas is Nevela, but that only applies to Nevela, to Shari Sur. If on the other hand I hold Efshel Soto Asur, then I'm taking the principle of Chaticha Nasis Nevela that was derived from Basar B'Cholov, and I'm extending it and applying it even to Shari Sur, which means that once this Chatichas Basar Shkuta received the Tam of Nevela in the first cooking, that Chaticha itself turns into Nevela. It was Shkuta. I can swear in a stack of Bibles that the Satmar Shechit Shechted the cow. It's Satmar Shechit. It's Nevela. Why? Because Efshel is Soto Asur, which Rabbeinu Tam understands to mean that you can never get rid of the Tam in that Basar. So the entire Basar becomes Asur in an irrevocable, irretractable way. Let's see if we can make some sense out of this as we go along. So my goal for today is to try to finish at least page Reishit Dalet, right, which is the first of four pages that you got. Well, footnote number 68. I think I underlined number 68. Yeah. I don't know if it came out.
Right.
So that footnote, we would like to see. And that's Rav Shechter in his sefer called Ikvei Atzon. Okay, let's hold off on that. Okay, Vahainu, Masha Kosev v'Sof Divrayim. Now, there's a sugya in Avodah Zorah with regard to Yayin Nesech that seems to assume that there is no din of Chaticha Nasis Nevela. Which means that if, let's say, in the first round it became awesome, din Avodah Zorah, then all you would need in the second round is Shishim against the original Yayin Nesech or whatever the Isser was, and you don't need Shishim against the entire Chaticha that became Asur in the first round. And Rabbi Natan says that Sugyan Avodah Zorah that is willing to undermine or neutralize the principle of Hanan, that's Bashar Isurim, and says Rabbi Natan, that's the equivalent of Efshel Sokto Muta. So that Mandiomer Mesecht Avodah Zorah, who maintains that you could be matir the original mixture, even though the original mixture received the tam, it was less than shishim, that's based on the principle called Efshel Soto Asur, says Rabbeinu Tam, that's basically because we don't accept Chaticha Nasis Nevela in Shar Isurim. But if on the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam claims, we would hold like the Maniyomu who says Efshel Soto Asur, that means that we're extending Chaticha Nasis Nevela to Shar Isurim. Says Rav Soloveitchik, what's the lumdus, what's the conceptual framework of Rabbeinu Tam? He says, Svirle, he holds Rabbeinu Tam, Dibibasa b'cholav havirak isur bolua, umemela im yispardu habasa b'cholav zemi zelagamre yakol muta. The ikar machlokes in efshel soto osur muter he in yesh bitol lechatzi chaticha pirush adover de kulam alma modu de chayshinan shema iser loye niflat legamrei min achaticha el rak yismayit v'yisbatel. Okay, this is based on the Ramban. Now again, Rabosai, this is something which could only make sense in my mind according to the Hava Min of the Gemara. Because the Hava Min of the Gemara raises the possibility that Rav, who holds Chaticha Nas Nevela, he might still hold an Efshel Soto Mutter. Now again, if Efshel Soto Mutter, that means by definition that the Iser is an Iser Machmas Blia. And Rav's comment is attached to our Mishnah of Basa B'cholav. And therefore, in Basa B'cholav, there is a possibility if you hold Efshel Soto Mutter that the Iser of Basa B'cholav is only an Iser Bolua. So I have a problem with this because, as I told you at the outset, from the best of my knowledge, Lamaskona at least, no one would classify Basa B'cholav as an Iser Bolua. You can question whether in Shar Isurim we apply what's called an Iser Bolua, and therefore possibly Efshel Soto Mutter, etc., etc. But in Basa B'cholav, everybody agrees that Basa B'cholav is a new entity and it's not an Iser Bolua. There was a Havamin in the Gemara that maybe we can square off Rav with Efshel Softo, and possibly we can extract the Cholov, which is Bolua and the Basar, and be Mati the Basar. But the Gemara completely rejects that Mikol V'chol. So he says, Iker Machlokas in Efshel Softo Osir Mutter, he in Yesh Bitol Lechatzi Chaticha, which means the following. Can you take the concept of Bitol what's the word I wanted to use? And truncated. I call it a truncated bittul. What do I mean by truncated bittul? On the one hand, what we're going to say is that in this taroves, the tam is going to be bottle. But on the other hand, we're going to say that the original chaticha remains asura. He says, im efshel soto asur means that there's no such thing as bittul chatzi chaticha. The Kuliyama Modu, Techaishinon Shema Isur Loye Niflat Lagamre. So it means that the Metzius, the physical, shall we call it, material reality here is clear, according to everyone, that there's no guarantee that through the second Bishul you can completely extract, if you will, the Tam that was Bolu in the first Chaticha by virtue of the first Bishul. There is definitely, no one denies this, the possibility that the Iser is there. But does that mean A, that there's no possibility of Bittul, or B, we can still apply Bittul? So let's read it again. Kuli Alma Modu, everybody agrees, Chayshina, we're afraid. We can never guarantee the otherwise. That there is some Iser that was not Niflat Lagami. So there's still a residue, shall we call it, a Shirayim of Tam that was not Niflat in the second Bishul. However, Elagak Yismait. But what we can do is, we can assume that even if there's a residue of Tam in the original Chaticha, but nevertheless it is not the same, we were definitely able to weaken that Tam, and therefore it could be Batel. Now in the footnote he quotes a Rashba in Chulin Daf Tzadi Zayin. I'm not familiar with that Rashba, but maybe we can find a source for what Rav Soloveitchik is saying in the Rashba, namely that everybody agrees there's still some Tam, or at least possibly there might be still some Tam left in the original Chaticha, and it wasn't Niflat Lagamri. But everybody agrees that the Tam has now been reduced. I don't know if it means reduced in a qualitative way or in a quantitative way. Maybe the quality of the Tam has changed, and therefore it's Nismaida Tam. And now can we apply Bittul? Now I think what the Rav is saying is that if we apply Bittul, which means Yesh Bittul L'Chatzi Chaticha, which again, Chatzi Chaticha doesn't mean in quantitative terms that we take a Chaticha and split it down the middle. That's not what he means by Chatzi Chaticha. Chatzi Chaticha means that the quality of the Iser is a Chatzi Iser.
The part where the Chalav was Nivla?
No. I'm not saying that I'm looking at one part of the Chaticha. Again, that would be a literal translation of Chatzi Chaticha. I think what he's saying is that as a result of the second Bishul, the quality of that Tam is weakened throughout the entire Chatif.
It's half the quality one.
Yeah, it's 50% of the quality, so to speak. Can we now apply Bittul even though the original Tam is still there? So Rav Soloveitchik, I believe, is assuming here that if you hold Efshel Soto Mutter, we can be Matir even the original piece of meat because it's only got a Chatzi Tam Iser, and there's Bittul against the Chatzi Tam of Iser. So even though the Bittul only accomplished reducing the Tam from 100% down to 50%, that's enough to be considered Bittul, and therefore everything is Mutter, including that original Chaticha.
So
that's according to the Madiyam who holds what? Efshel Soto
Mutter. And Ein Chanan.
One second. Ein Chanan is what Berzon is assuming. I don't know if Rav Soloveitchik doesn't seem to be assuming that. But anyway, Now he goes to the second Mandiyom. He says, El Chad Mandiyom is Svile, the Hoil Vablia, Eina El Chelik Echad, Me Osa Chaticha. Again, I try to reject this idea that he's talking in quantitative terms, meaning that you actually cut up the Chaticha and you assume that the Bliya is only in half of the Chaticha, not in the other half of the Chaticha. If you look in parentheses, he adds, Sharei HaChaticha, Harei Chaticha sheyesh ba Bliyas Isur, Murkeves hi Mishnei Chalokim, HaChaticha va Bliya. And I don't know if he's again splitting the Chaticha into two parts, I don't know. He says, He efshel levate el chelek echad shel HaChaticha, hoel vudover bien. In other words, there could be Bittul on Tam, but there's no Bittul on the BN itself. So if you hold Efshe Soto Asur, then what you're left with is a Chaticha as a Dover BN that has within it a Belia. Again, although that Belia is qualitatively only a half a Belia, but it's enough to be considered a blia of tam isur. Now, once there's a blia of tam isur, I no longer look at the tam as a separate entity. The tam is penetrated into the very fiber, the very physical substance of the chaticha, becomes a davar be'en. Now, when it's a davar be'en, Rav Soloveitchik wants to apply the following principle: I efshal levatel chaticha im hi asura b'toras be'en. In other words, bittel works on tam; it doesn't work on be'en. The be'en is still there; I can look at it and see it. And if the be'en is asur, then you can't be mevatel a be'en.
Is this related to whether you know whether the chaticha is identifiable?
Correct. Let's say we're talking about a case where the chaticha is identifiable, right? There's a red X on that chaticha. What he's claiming is that efshel is sokto asur means that even though I cook that chaticha in shishim, but since there's still some sort of quality of tam of isur that's left in that chaticha, therefore the be'en of that chaticha prevents or blocks bittel, because bittel, as we said before, only applies to what? Tam, but not to be'en. Umemela gama blia eina mispatelis. In other words, I can't be mevatel the blia, and the reason for that is because the blia is trapped in a be'en, and I can't get it out of the be'en. Although again, we've reduced the quality of that blia sisur, but nevertheless, it's still a blia that's sufficient enough to generate an isur in the chaticha, such that now the chaticha becomes a be'en. V'idach man diomar, and if you're going to hold that there is bittel, that's called efshel sota mutter, svir le di afal pi shei efshel levatel etzem achaticha, meaning the be'en itself, become kom shapir efshel levatel b'lias ha'isur, till the olam yesh bittel l'chatzi chaticha, meaning that even if the basar is still saturated with the tam to some extent, but once I've reduced that tam qualitatively from a tam of chaticha atzma to a tam called chatzi chaticha, now that chaticha is not osur b'toras be'en, but rather it's osur b'toras blia. And if it's osur b'toras blia, then it lends itself to bittel. So now the machlokas really turns out, again, you know, there's the pol yotze of the machlokas, and then we got to get back to the yisoda of the machlokas. But the pol yotze of the machlokas is, can I apply, does bittel work in a case of chatzi chaticha? Which means, in the yisoda machlokas, do I view this chatzi chaticha as be'en or as belia of tam? We all know, and nobody questions this premise, that with regard to the belia of tam, there is bittel. The problem is that in this original chaticha, since even though I cooked it in a pot with other chatichos, I cannot completely rid that chaticha of its tam, which is called chatzi chaticha. How do we view that? Do we view that now as a be'en, or do we use it as tam? If we view that tam as tam, then tam is subject to bittel. Hence, I hold efshel soto asur, which means that tam, once it's reduced to a chatzi chaticha tam, is mutter. If I hold efshel soto asur, then what I'm saying is that I view this blia process as if it remains be'en. The tam, since it's trapped, again, on a low level of what? Of chatzi chaticha, that tam is still lingers on in that chaticha, and that tam itself makes the basar into a be'en, and therefore there's no bittel. Now, if you take a look at footnote number 68, he says the following: Hainu taima de efshel sota asur mishum shekach nemra halacha. The ein bittel el mitchilas hatarovis. Now this is a whole nother approach, again in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, a different version. You know, reminds me of, they once asked Rav Tendler, I think he was the only one who learned Chulin by the Rav twice, and he made a statement that I didn't hear the Rav repeat himself once. Can you imagine learning the same Masechta with the same Rebbe twice? And he said totally the Rav different. Never once repeated himself. I mean, go figure that one out. In any event, the Rav had another approach. What is efshel sota asur? He's saying that there's a halacha of tchilas hatarovas, which means that at the moment that Isur falls into Heter, that's the critical moment. That's, you know, how should I say, engraved in, you know, the frame is engraved. And that's when you could apply the principle of Bittul. However, if Bittul doesn't work initially, then it can never work subsequently. There's no such thing as Bittul after Tchilas HaTarobus, when the mixture is already settled down. And he quotes here a Ravid, which is in Perek Tes Mihilchas Machos Asus Halacha Tes, and Reb Chaim analyzes this Shitas Ravid, that Bebasa B'cholov Hu Iser Bolua Varehu Choser Letero Al Kochach Tzorach Lomar Dehodi Efshel Soto Osur Hu Din Bifnei Atzmo The whole Kfar Nesra Shuv Ein Osa Chaticha Neseris. So if I understand this correctly,
Niteris.
If I understand this correctly, what Rav Chaim is saying in the Raivin is that fundamentally, in terms of the Mitzius, there's no difference between Basa B'chol and other Isurim. And if I hold Efshel Soto Mutter in other Isurim, then I should apply that same principle in Basa B'chol, meaning I should be able to extract the cholov through the second cooking. And that makes basa b'cholov into an iser bolua. So why isn't basa b'cholov chozer lehetero? I mean, why can't I take basa b'cholov b'matirid by removing the cholov if I assume that basa b'cholov is only an iser machmas bolua? We should apply the same principle of eshel sotah mutter that applies to other isurim. There's no reason, rhyme or reason, why Bas B'chol should be different. Not the way I presented it to you at the beginning of that discussion. And says Rav Chaim, the only way of understanding why Efshel Soto is Osur in Bas B'chol, where it's Mutter in all Isurim, is because there's a principle that says that Hol Kfar Nesra Shuv Ein Osa Chaticha Niteres, which means Ein Bittul El Mitchilas HaTaroves. Again, I still don't understand why that principle shouldn't operate in the case of Shari Surin, right? What happened? You cooked Nevela together with Basar Shchuta, and there was no Shishim, so the Basar Shchuta became a Chaticha di Sura. Now you're going to tell me, but Efshel Soto Mutter. Why? When you cook it in a second cooking, there was no Bittul in the original Tarovas. How is there going to be Bittul subsequently when you cook it in a second round? So again, once the Ravid assumes that everything that operates in Basa B'cholov operates in Shari Surim, or to be more meticulous about it, the other way around, that whatever operates in Shari Surim also applies to Basa B'cholov, then I don't understand why this principle of Ein Bittul Ela Mitchilas HaTarovas shouldn't apply to Shari Surim as well. Why do you insist that in Shari Surim Efshel Soto is Mutter, and then I will apply Bittul? So we have to still come up with some insight as to how this distinction works, that in Basa B'chol we're going to say Efshel Soto Asur, and in Shari Surim Efshel Soto Mutter. So B'li Neder, we'll try to make some progress by tomorrow. Okay then? Okay.
We found the news on the Gerer.
No, what happened? Something.
Actually, yeah, that's what happened.
I managed to know what's going on.
A band learning the Ilum several years ago, and there's a revolt now. I have a band, only Chumashim, only Gemara Rashi, no Tosfos, nothing. You can't do it.
Recently, the Rebbe came out with such
a couple of years ago.
A couple of years ago.
And if a revolt has fermented, where the Rosh Hashiva basically took off and said, this is ridiculous. And